بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يستمع الشابتر of to command the right and forbid the wrong. And this is what is farz ayn. It is a farz upon every individual to see to this duty. The fifth hadith in this chapter. وعن أم المؤمنين أم سلمة رضي الله تعالى عنها عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال حضرت أم المؤمنين أم سلمة رضي الله تعالى عنها says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said إنه يستعمل عليكم أمراء that there will be governors that will be appointed above you, rulers who will be appointed over you. فَتَعْرِفُونَ وَتُنْكِرُونَ and you will approve of some of the things what they do and other things you will not approve of. They will be doing wrong things also. فَمَنْ كَرِهَا فَقَدْ بَرِئَ then those people, one who disapproves of their evil actions has absorbed himself. That is, who he disapproves that what they are doing wrong is wrong, and he will be absolved, he will be relieved of his responsibility. Because they will be the rulers, and everyone won't have a say over them. وَمَنْ أَنْكَرَ فَقَدْ سَلِمَ one who rejects their evil actions, that person will be saved from divine punishment. When they will be doing wrong and a person rejects it, then that person will be saved from divine punishment. وَلَكِنْ مَنْ رَضِيَ وَتَعْبَى but however, those people will be guilty and will be doing wrong, who will follow them and who will be satisfied with what they do and what they do, they will be satisfied with what they do and they follow them. قالوا يا رسول الله the Sahaba asked, oh Allah's Rasul, ألا نقاتلوهم should we not fight against those people? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا ما قاموا فيكم الصلاة no, don't fight against them as long as they establish namaz for you. As long as namaz they establish, then till then follow them and do not fight against them. معناه the meaning of this is من كره بقلبه ولم يستطع إنكار بيد لا بلسان this means that one who disapproves of an evil action in his heart and is unable to refute it physically or verbally then he has absolved himself from sin and fulfilled his responsibility. This means that one who disapproves of an evil action in his heart and is unable to refute it physically or verbally because of his weakness in some aspect, then that person, but he disapproves of it. He has absolved himself from sin and fulfilled his responsibility. وَأَدَّى وَزِيفَتَهُ وَمَنْ أَنْكَرَ بِحَسْبِ طَاقَتِهِ فَقَدْ سَلِمَ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْمَعْصِيَةِ and the one who rejects that evil action according to his capacity has saved himself from evil. That is that person who has that ability that he can stand up against it and he rejects it openly. That person has saved himself. And on the other hand, وَمَنْ رَضِيَ بِفَعْلِهِمْ وَتَابَعَهُمْ فَهُوَ الْآسِي a person who is pleased with their evil actions and he follows them, that person is a sinner. So in this hadith we see that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had foretold that for leaders will come and they will do right things also and they will do wrong things also. And a person who has the strong iman should stand up against them for that. Those people who do not have that strong iman but they reject what they are doing, those people will be absolved also. But those people who follow them and who agree with what they say, whatever they do, whatever they say, they agree with them, those are the people who will be the sinners. So it is our duty when we see today there isn't an Islamic government where the leaders are the Muslim rulers. But this was in the time when Muslim rulers were there, and they were ruling, and they had right actions also and wrong actions also. And in front we will explain that why should a person, as long as they establish namaz, then why should a person not fight against them? That explanation is given in front. Subhanallah.